Blog Talk Radio.
You're on. Hello?
Hello?
Sean.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, yeah. Baby.
Okay, hello, Blog Talk listeners. This is your girl, Sean, again, coming to you all tonight, again, with another chapter of Street Talk. We're going to talk tonight about a little more about the subject we talked about last week, about the things we do to make money, as well as respect and discipline, the things we can do to gain respect and discipline from our youth on today, that's coming up on today, the things... I believe the things that we've done to make money affected some of the things that we do, affected the way that we get the respect from our kids on today. I have Lakeisha on the line, and I have Ms. Vinsley on the line. And those will be the people right now that we'll be speaking with. And I hope you all like our show on tonight. Hi, Lakeisha. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you tonight?
Okay, I'm great. I'm great. I know last week we spoke about things we did to make money. You remember
okay.
that?
Yes.
Okay. What were some of the topics? Refresh my memory. What were some of the topics that we covered?
I really can't remember. You know, we talked about so many. You know, so I only did just listen. So I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I think some of the things we covered was the prostitution and the solicitation and showing the body, not covering up the bodies.
Yeah.
A lot of women not covering up the bodies and basically showing things to the younger children.
Great.
And so today, what I wanted to ask you. You're my only caller right now. I wanted to ask you, what do you think we can do to improve some of the respect? What can we do to gain some respect from our younger youth, given the fact of the things that we do to make money?
I think that the first and foremost, I think that we should put prayer back in school. That's the first thing I think we should do. And then once we put prayer back in school where these kids can acknowledge who Jesus is, then that's the only way anything going to take effect. And secondly, I think that we need more older teachers to where they will give more discipline to these kids these times, day and age, because with all the young teachers and all these middle-aged teachers teaching these kids, they don't have no respect for them. These teachers become their friends, become their girlfriends behind the table and everything. So, you know, we need more of the older, well, I ain't going to even say the older people. We could be some younger people, but there need to be more stronger people inside of the schools and around the nation now that's walking and trying to teach these young kids these days. Because, like I said, it's corrupted now. So, I mean, if we don't all come together as one and try to fix it, ain't nothing ever going to happen.
Yeah, I believe in that. I believe in that. You bring out a good point. I believe that we do have to get some more people that have strength and people that shows a lot of respect. I know in some of the neighborhoods nowadays, we do have people that actually get upset when you try to tell their kids what to do and things of that nature. And I wish we could all, like, gather up and come to a conclusion. I ain't gonna say gather up, but I mean just come to a conclusion that it's okay for other people to discipline your children as long as they're not hurting the children nowadays. Because you have children nowadays that actually say you can't do anything to me. Kids are with the kids' mindset are more like you can't do anything to me because I'm gonna tell my mama. And when you go to the mama gets all upset and go into cahoots and get all mad and start talking crazy to you, and all you trying to do is help the kid. What you think about that? Keisha?
Hello? You okay?
Yeah. When a person is trying to help a kid and they come to your door, if I was to get your kid, if your kid was doing something wrong and I was to get your kid and I was to tell your kid, you know, give them a little discipline, talk to them, and try to teach them, you know, the right way, and I bring them to your door. What would you do if I brought them to your door?
First of all, my first question will be to you. I wouldn't be mean. I wouldn't be obnoxious or anything. I would just ask you what went on. And once we find out what went on, but it'll be between me and you. I will invite you into my house with my kids. I give you a belt. I'm going to get a belt. I'm going to watch you whoop them. Then I'm going to whoop them. And then I'm going to appreciate what you did. And then they're going to learn when they see Miss LaShawn Hunt to respect her. You respect your elders. You don't disrespect no elders. I don't care if they are 20, 30 years old. You young. You don't respect nobody that's older than you because you ain't never too old to learn something. That's why I teach my kids, look, learn, and listen before you even try to lash out or say anything to anybody. So that would be my response.
Yeah. Okay, okay. A part of respect. That's one form of respect. When it comes to respecting people in the streets, once a person has prostituted, once a person has hustled and made money and their kids have seen them hustle and make money and the streets have talked to their kids and seen, you know, has pretty much, I want to say, drug their name through the streets and you have all this hype about yourself, how can you still discipline your kids inside the household?
You can't because you got to look at yourself. First, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. You see what I'm saying? Once you look at yourself in the mirror and you see that you're not right, you can't go to your kids and then try to discipline them. You got to first get yourself right. Once you get yourself right, then maybe things will change in your household because it comes from home first, baby. If your mama didn't teach you, your daddy didn't teach you, your granny, your uncle, grandpa, somebody got to teach you in order for you to be able to teach your kids. So it's saying you got to have something in there in order for you to have the root in your house. And if you ain't got the root in your house, it ain't no way you can have nothing. Your kids
yeah, well,
going to be...
I don't know. Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello,
yeah. I have a new caller. Hello? Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Trishonda.
Oh, this is Trishonda. Hi, Trishonda. How are you today?
I'm so sorry. I got my times mixed up. I'm so sorry.
Okay, my co-host is online. Hi, Trishonda.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I was pretty much talking about what we talked about on last week. We talked about the things that we did, that women do to make money. With the prostitution and solicitation and stuff like that, and then we were talking about how do we go about trying to gain the respect back inside the households and stuff.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it. And, you know, and I agree with what, you know, the other lady just said, because that's true. But then, too, I feel like also it really does, I mean, you know, you have to, we all aspire for our kids to be better than us. You know what I'm saying? I want my kids to be better than I was, you know? And so, especially with my daughter being a little bit older, I can sit down and explain to her now, you know, Mama did some things that I'm not proud of, and I want you to do better. I don't want you to do the same thing that I did. This is what doing that leads to, you know? I can kind of speak to her from experience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're speaking to her from experience of the things that you did in your past, and you want to make sure that it don't haunt her and she don't do the same things that you did when she grow up.
Exactly, because, you know, a lot of times kids take it two different ways, you know, because you have this different personality types. There are some kids who look at their parents and they're, like, you know, determined to not be that, you know, and then there are the ones that fall right into that cycle, you know, that cycle that so hard to break for so many of our African-American families. But some of the kids, like I said, look at it like, I don't want to be that. You know, I'm going to do better because I don't want to be where my mama was. I don't want to have to struggle like my mama did. I don't want to have to do the things that my mama did, you know?
That's right.
I understand that completely. Okay, so do you think it's hard for the mother herself to actually sit down and talk to the kids, and like do you think it's hard for the mother to come sit in and say, "Hey, daughter," or "Hey, son, this is what I done." Once they seen you do it, how would you break it down? Like, how would you actually break it down to them that it's wrong? If you're still doing it, if a person's still doing it.
Yes, me.
Keisha?
I mean,
what, Shonda?
Well, I mean, you just, sometimes you got to be honest. You know, and then, too, a lot of parents are letting their kids to see too much of what they do anyways. You know what I'm saying? And it's certain things that you don't need to do around your kids.
Yeah.
But then y'all do feel like you have to be honest, especially mothers and their daughters. You know what I'm saying?
So you think
just
that we should all... So you should think that we all should live by the olden days where you don't exploit the kids to the negativity that we do during the daytime while they're in school,
mm-hmm.
and at nighttime while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we still do have those mothers that's actually party moms. Y'all know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh,
we got
okay,
a lot of
okay,
young
okay.
mothers. We have a lot of young mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they starting real young these days. They starting real
exactly.
young these days. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, like the young lady was saying. You know, it's all about what you teach your children. You see what I'm saying? It's all about what you teach your children. If your children see you doing one thing while they're young, they're going to grow up and they're going to do that same thing. Like she said, it's some of them that will look at you and still say they love their mama. They're not going to do what their mother used to do. You know what I'm saying? They're going to grow up. They're going to have good grades in school. They're going to graduate. They're going to do something. They're going to be something. Some of their children are trying to do that. Then there are some of their kids that just say, well, I'm going to be just like my mama. You know what I'm saying? And some of them that just have, you know, a hardcore heart to say that they don't care. They're going to just do what their mama used to do and just have her to have a hard life trying to raise them. You see what I'm saying? So I can only say that, you know, if you're not praying and you're not praying and staying fast and praying and just hoping that your kid's gonna go to school and do the right thing. It just teaches on. That's what I say. It just teaches on. You know, because like she said, it's some that's going to do right, it's some that ain't going to do right. So those that pray for them.
Okay, I have a new caller online. Hello, new caller. Can you say your name?
We are calling
new caller. Okay, well, maybe you don't want to speak. Okay, Keisha, I like what you said. I like what you said because you do have some kids that will follow their mother's footsteps and actually do the things that their mothers do. And so that's why it's good to hide the things that you do if it's a bad thing. We need more, like you said earlier, yeah, we do need more teaching of the Bible with young children. And in the household, even if you are deciding that you want to do wrong, I feel like you're still supposed to lead the kids in the right way and give them a choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, kids that are raised in church, it doesn't matter. They might stray off, you know, but they have their roots. They have their foundation. You know, they know what they can go back to. You know, when you keep your kids in church, you know, they have that to fall back on. That's right. And you just got to let them know that's important. That's an important part of life, you know. And when they grow up respecting that, then, you know, they know what to go back to. I wasn't raised in church. I mean, my whole childhood, I went to church maybe twice. You know, so I didn't know what to fall back on when I was having hard times. I didn't know that there was another way. I didn't know that I could go look at this book and, you know, be able to get myself out of pretty much any situation that I was in. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah.
Kids definitely need that.
Yeah. But
yeah, I do understand that. I do understand that completely, but you know, given the fact that you didn't have the church background for far long, it's a lot of people out here that's actually teaching their kids not to go to church and teaching them not to, you know, they won't take the kids to church, and they teaching them not to respect, like, period, respect nobody. You know what I'm saying? You have the young mom that's, you have the young mom that's already out here that's prostituting, soliciting, that's not really trying to make any kind of real serious honest living. You had, like we talked about the last time, the ones that go for the dope boys and go for the dudes with the fancy cars and things of that nature. Remember, we covered all that. You had the ones that go for all that, and then they teach their daughters, hey, you go back and you get you a dude like this too, because, I mean, I don't want no broke dude coming in my house. You ain't gonna sleep with no broke dude in my house. You gonna have to get some money for that. You know what I'm saying? You have the moms that actually solicit their kids and tell their kids don't come back in the house without no money if you left with this dude. What y'all think about that? What's up, Keisha? Talk to me.
That's just like I say, that this nation is like this right here. It's like you look at a lot of these little young ladies and you look at a lot of these young girls. It's like this movie. You got to remember that movie, Precious. You see what I'm saying? That mama, she didn't give a care about her kids. She didn't give a darn about the daughter. She didn't give a darn. Long as that daughter had some kids coming in and she was getting them that welfare, she was good. And Precious just got away from her mother because she got her kids and she learned how to raise her kids on her own. It's a lot of that nation going on around her these days. You see what I'm saying? These mothers around her, they get pregnant and have these kids, and they get this welfare going on. They feel like they're young and they're grown, and they can do whatever they want to do. And parents just let them go. I'm saying it ain't all about the mother. It's about the father, too, because some fathers out here, they'll take care of their kids even without the mama. Then there's some fathers out here, they don't give a darn about their kids. There's a lot of fathers out here, there's the dope dealers. There's a lot of, you got to look at it. Some fathers out here, they become lawyers. It's some fathers out here that become doctors. It's some fathers out here that become real role models. So it ain't just the mothers. Sometimes it's the fathers, too, of them. It takes two these days to raise these kids. Not only you and your husband. It takes your mama, your granny, your auntie, your uncle, whomsoever you can surround that's got a good positive role model in your family to help you take care of your kids. If you get them in your life, baby, trust me, with you, Jesus, and whoever that's positive in your life can help you raise your kids, I'm pretty sure you're going to have some wonderful kids. But if you ain't got that in your life and it's just one-on-one, one trying to do, take care of the kids, and then it's one that ain't taking care of kids, he going to struggle, she going to struggle. So the only thing you can do is just put everything in Jesus' hand and hope for the best for you and your family. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. It takes a whole village to raise a kid. That's why y'all always hear me saying, each one, teach one. If you come into contact with anybody else that you see doing wrong, I feel like it is good to actually speak up and speak out and tell them that they're doing something wrong. Don't be afraid to tell a person that they're doing wrong, even if you feel like they're gonna blurt out and say something crazy to you. Don't be ashamed to just actually take the time to tell them, because sometimes what you saying to them might actually help them as they grow older, as they progress. Because sometimes just a simple smile or hello, how are you doing can take you a far way. Even if you is a prostitute or a pimp or a drug dealer, stuff like that, some people feel like you can't be nice to them. And that's why they go into these cahoots and be these drug dealers and stuff like that. And moms that's on the welfare and stuff like that. The moms that's on welfare, they a lot of women feel like, yeah, I can go have kids and can get by on just the government assistance and feel like they don't have to help. They don't have to raise the kids at all because they're getting government assistance. They feel like they don't have to say nothing to them, teach them. They feel like they don't have to do nothing, just live. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's what they're doing nowadays, but it's not a good thing for them to do that. I feel like they should just go ahead and just be a, step up and actually be a mom to the kids, be a father to the kids. I see a lot of people that's a lot of men that's actually being left to raise their kids nowadays. And with the mama that's gone to go prostitute, the dad's left to raise the kids in the household.
That's right.
Excuse me, you guys. Keisha, if you would, give me more on, Miss LaShondra, I hadn't heard your voice in a while. Give me some more input on what you think about the dad that's left to raise the kids while the mom is prostituting.
You know, to be honest with you, my oldest daughter, she lives with her father. And, you know, I know that there's a lot more that I should be doing. But the thing is, for a long time, I wasn't in a position to take care of her the way that he could. You know, so the way I looked at it was, you know, at least there I know she's stable. You know, some nights I don't know where I'm asleep. I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal from. I don't want to subject my child to that. You know what I'm saying? But I know that she misses me, and I know that she needs me in her life. You know, it's just different situations. You know, you do different things. You know, but as far as the welfare, yeah, I think that a lot of parent people nowadays aren't even trying. You know, if they don't have to. You don't have to work to pay your rent. You know, you don't have to work. You get a Section 8. You know, you get food stamps. You know what I'm saying? So you can get by. And that's what them kids grow up in.
So do you think your daughter respects you after everything that you've done?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think that your daughter respects you? Would you share with us on situations as far as your daughter respecting you after what you've done?
Yeah, you know, I know that things should be different between us because there are times where, you know, she'll mouth off a little bit. You know, she'll come over my house. You know, she'll say little things. You know, I don't have that kind of power, you know what I'm saying, or authority that I would have if I was there all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's some things where, you know, it'll be times where I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to come get you, baby. And I can tell she feel like I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? I know that hurts her. You know, I need to do better for myself. You know, don't get me wrong. She still knows who mommy is. You know, and I can still, you know, get some act right. You know, but it takes a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
So do you... You saying that you feel like you don't have that authority to actually tell her what to do because you missed some parts of her life?
You know, not tell her what to do, just because I'm going to tell her what to do because I'm my mama. You know, it's just that she doesn't act on what I say as quickly as she would if I was there all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because she knows she could do or say certain things, and she's going to be going back over her dad's house, you know what I'm saying, for the week. She ain't going to see me for the next weekend, you know? So I don't have that power that I would have. You know, of course, I'm still going to tell her, but I know that she doesn't look at me as, you know, that parent. You know, I know her daddy can look at her a certain way. And, you know, it's as right off the top. You know, I have to do a little bit more. So I do have to enforce myself a little bit more with her.
Yeah, I understand myself. So you're saying that basically if you walk outside of the household and that you don't get that same respect that you would if you would have been inside the household. I understand that truly. But, hey, we have a new caller. Hello, new callers. We've been talking a little bit. I know y'all have been listening for a while. We've been talking a little bit about respect and discipline and about the things that we've done to make the money. I was trying to see if y'all can introduce yourselves. Tell me your name. Caller. Hello, new caller. Would you say your name, please? Okay, well, I guess we're just going to have a little listener. That's fine, too. I appreciate y'all for giving us a call on Blog Talk. We do this every Friday night from 9 to 10. We talk about street talk. And if y'all would, if you would like to say anything, you can unmute your phones and you can say something as we speak. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. I just appreciate you all for calling, and I want y'all to make sure y'all keep calling and listening. Miss LaShonda, back to you. We were speaking about the respect. Okay.
Another thing too is like Miss Keisha, I guess that's your name, Miss Keisha.
Yes.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier too, it kind of goes back to these kids and we're being more like friends with them. You know, because the parents are getting younger. Our mothers are getting younger. We having babies all the time. And we're trying to be friends with our kids, too. And that's something that my husband has to kind of check me on as far as being too friendly with my daughter. My daughter's 11, and I have a naturally goofy personality, you know, and so she kind of looks at me almost as if I'm a homegirl. And sometimes I have to step back and be like, look now, I'm not one of your friends, but I play with her like that, you know. It's certain, I joke around with her too much. It's just we're not being that mother that they used to have back in the gap, you know, that mama that didn't play with their kids.
That's
yeah, but I think it's okay. I think it's okay to show a little fun side with your child. I don't think it's bad to show the fun side with your child because that shows your child that you actually love them and that you actually will play with them because the hugs and the kisses and the fun time is something that a child should have with the parent in order to actually cope with the parent and know what the parent feels about different things. But you still have a certain line that you shouldn't cross when it comes to adulthood and childhood. You know what I'm saying? So I respect you for actually having that kind of friendly situation with your daughter. So don't think you're doing nothing wrong when it comes to being friendly with your daughter because it's okay to be her friend, but you have to know where to draw the line. And you give it a look like the dad does too, I'm pretty sure, and I know she knows when you're serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Keisha.
I understand what you're saying, Miss Sean and young lady. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Say your name again.
Miss
LaShonda. Okay, Miss LaShonda. I understand everything that you just said, but I'm gonna tell you something, young lady. No matter what you done been through in your life, just remember this: God forgives you. You know what I'm saying? So even though your daughter is 11 years old, even though you have that joking personality towards her, it's still a time out when you have to step back like your husband, like your baby daddy said. It's a time he has to check you and say, hold up. You know you mama. You understand that?
Yeah.
You mama. So you can't always have that joking personality with her. Sometimes you got to have that hard, cold love and just step back to yourself and come back to yourself and say, okay, hold up. He right. I do have to be mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I can't just always play with her. You know what I'm saying? It's good to say that she can remember me and say that, well, okay, my mama was a fun lady. Even though she wasn't in my life when she do come in my life and she spent time with me, at least I can remember that she always said she loved me. She always took me somewhere. She always bought me something. She always played with me. She always read to me. We always did fun things together. But then in the back of her mind, she going to say, well, dang, what if my mama was in my life and she was saying, well, you can't do this. It's when, where, how, who, and what. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not telling her to be a Disney mom, Keisha. I'm telling her it's okay to lighten up at times. But, yeah, you are right when it comes to respect. You do have to respect your adults, any adult figure, anybody that's older than you. You will never grow older than the other person. So when we talk about respect, no matter
right.
what a person has done,
that's
no matter
right.
what a person has done, I don't care if I was a prostitute out in the street and I come to my household and my kids are sitting inside the house, they not going to know I'm a prostitute. They not going to call me a prostitute. They not going to know I was prostituting out inside the street. And if I was out in the street with my kids, ain't nobody going to tell them I'm a prostitute because of the respect that I'm going to have for myself. You know what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, that comes from the Bible. You got to respect yourself even with you doing whatever it is you decide that you want to go do, you know what I'm saying? You see, green, so you got to have some kind of line that you draw. Remember I talked about that line? It's that little thin line from grown people and kids. Ain't no kid going to grow older than me. I don't care if they're 18. You still not going to be as old as I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that goes with the biblical principles and teaching your kids the Bible and going to the church when we were talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because ain't no kid. You have kids out here in the neighborhoods and stuff that actually come to you and they see you. They see that you done something wrong or they done seen you riding on the rims with the dope boys and stuff and they want to talk to you. They want to ask you for all kind of weird little stuff, you know, talk to you like sideways, you know what I'm saying? You can't allow these kids to do that, you know what I'm saying? And even though she, like LaShonda said, she said she was out there in the streets doing her little thing, and then she come to the house and her daughter look at her sideways and kind of, you know, respect the daddy a little bit more. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You got to actually step up and say, hey, I'm your mama, you know what I'm saying? Don't get crazy, little girl. You know what I'm saying? Don't have feeling, little baby. Don't do that, little baby. But the kids nowadays, like I said before, the kids nowadays are just rude and obnoxious, and they carry around because they ain't grown.
They don't have that respect for elders that they used to have. You know, I feel like this generation, like the generation up under us, you know, like the ones that's like 21, 18, you know, growing up now, the respect is gone. I remember a day when I don't care if my mama was around or not. I'm not finna disrespect no elder. I'm not going to curse in front of no old person. You know, none of that. Kids don't come to elders. I've seen kids on the bus go off, like totally curse out an elderly person. I mean, What did you do?
You just let me down, LaShonda. You just let me down. You let me down. See, y'all gonna have to do
something. I'm being real. You know, I'm being honest.
Yeah, but why you didn't say nothing?
You know, and I don't even know. I guess it just comes down to, you know, I don't want no problems. Let me make it. You know, and I feel like if you go up on this old person, then, you know, what you gonna do to me? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I know it shouldn't be like that. I'm being honest.
See, Keisha know me. You don't know me like that. Keisha know me. And let me would have been on a bus. It would have been a whole great big old situation on my bus. Baby, because who would have told that little kid, baby, we don't carry around like that. We don't carry around like that. I don't. I'm not with grown people.
Right.
You're not going to sit around me and carry around with no old people. No, little kid. Mm-mm. Where'd I do that at?
If it would have been me, I would have been like Michonne. It would have took me. I would have had to step in and sit by that lady or that old person. I would have said, hold on, because you got to remember, baby, you got a mama and you got a daddy, too, and you don't want nobody to disrespect your mama or your daddy either. So if you don't sit your little butt down, it's going to be a big problem on this bus.
No, not a little problem, Keisha, a great big problem.
Yes, ma'am.
It would have been a great big problem, but you just don't know. Baby.
Another level.
Yeah, let me share a little story with y'all. I want to share a little story with y'all while we on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, people that don't know me know. Well, people that don't know me don't know, but people that do know me know that respect goes a long way with me. I give due respect to people that's soliciting, people that's prostitutes, people that I don't care if back in the days when we see old ladies and they was out on the street they were smoking a crack and stuff, you know what I'm saying, doing different kind of things like that, you know what I'm saying, and they was doing their little drugs or whatever. We seen them. We still didn't have enough nerve to actually go and talk crazy to them or sideways. And I'm not gonna do it now. And I feel like since I'm the grown person now, I'm not gonna let the kids that I see carry around with the grown folks. And that's just me being me myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow a child to step out of character. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I was on crack. I don't care if I was on the worst dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let a child. I don't care if I was in the club swinging on the post. I don't care if I was doing all that and a child knew I was doing that. But I don't know, because a kid not going to know I was doing that anyway. I don't know. But if a kid did know I was doing it, I'm still going to gain their respect. What do y'all think y'all can do to gain respect nowadays? Since everybody done lost respect, what y'all think we can do to gain the respect back?
I think personally, this Miss Weaver, I think that the way we can gain respect, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm like that Madea lady, you know, Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
I'm her.
Yeah.
You know, really, I'm her. Or I can be Big Mama. Somebody like that. Even though I'm 43, I still feel like I got that soul to where I can be one of those type of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to whoop your butt, and I'm going to hug you when I get through. And then we're going to sit down, we're going to talk about it. I don't care if I'm on the street somewhere. I see a little kid acting up. I'm going to tell that little kid, come here, baby. Let me give you a hug. Let me take you to your mama. We're going to talk to your parents, and we're going to try to fix this situation. Because there's too many angry kids out here these times, they're age, man. And if we don't get it together now, how are we going to get together in heaven?
Mm-mm, not going to happen.
He ain't going to happen.
What you think you're going to do to gain that respect back? Ms. LaShonda? Oh, we lost her. Keisha?
I'm still here.
Yeah. You was talking about getting the respect back when you get to heaven.
That's right. You got to get it before you get there. You got to get it before you get there.
Hello?
No.
This is Tommy Pontes coming in.
Hey,
yes, hi. My name is Pontes. I'm stepping in now.
We glad you called, Pontes. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
I'm glad you called me. You was an up when I was college last week, right?
Yes, I done heard little bit pieces of stuff that y'all discussing. But like the kids these days now, they turn.
Talk into the phone for me, because I can't hardly hear you. And I know when people are listening, they can't hear you. Speak into your phone a little bit for me.
Okay, the parents these days, I don't know what's going on in their house. I don't know what's going on outside their house. But in my household, I have a lot of kids. I have grandkids. I have a 23-year-old, and I have a 21-year-old. I have a 10 and a 14-year-old. My kids are very respectful. And just like today, I had to go to my daughter's school. It's a little girl that's bullying my daughter. And I went to the school to try to handle the situation. The principal, he telling me that I came to the school to talk to the principal. He telling me that the student told me that he called her and told me.
You have to talk into the phone, Miss. You have to talk into the phone, Miss Ponytail, because we can't hardly hear you.
Listen, baby, these phones, I don't know what's going on with that phone. Hold on, this one.
Oh, okay. You have to take it off a speakerphone and go ahead and talk into the phone, because I want to hear the story, but I need you to talk into the phone.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I went to my daughter's school today, talked to the principal about this little girl that's bullying my daughter. The little girl don't like my daughter. I don't know why the little girl don't like my daughter. But when I went to the principal and told the principal that this little girl is constantly picking on my daughter, and my daughter is trying to hold back where she will not fight the little girl. You hear me? But the little girl is steady calling her out, calling her name, and she don't tell my daughter that she will whoop me and my daughter. You know what? Where do you get out of line? Where do you get out of line with that?
Yeah, that's very disrespectful. She was very disrespectful towards you, Pauline Fair. I don't know how I would have handled that. How did you handle that?
Me? I
was
confused.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went to school to talk to the principal about the little girl. The principal going to tell
no,
me.
No, I said, what did you do at that point when that little girl told you that she was going to whoop you and your daughter? She disrespected you. That's what we're talking about tonight on this phone. She disrespected you. How did you handle that?
I had to go to the school. So I went to the school today. So I can handle my situation. But like
I get what you're saying about all that. I'm saying, what did you do after that little girl disrespected you? What did you do to get your respect? What did you say to her to get your respect?
What did I say to the little girl?
Yeah, what did you do to get your respect?
I didn't say nothing out of ordinary to get my respect to the little girl. I just asked the little girl why she didn't like my daughter.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying after the little girl said she was going to whoop you and your daughter, I said at that point, she disrespected you. I said, how did you handle the situation?
Oh, I had called the school.
Okay, what did the school do?
The school, when I had called the school, this is what the school did. The principal.
See, you need to come on with it. You got to tell me what you done.
We're saying, what did you say to the little girl when she told you that?
But listen, I never talked to the little girl. The girl,
she disrespected you. Because we're talking about respect. I'm saying, after she disrespected you, what did you do to get your respect back from the little girl? Did you tell her not to talk to you like that? How did you handle that? Did you tell her don't talk to grown people like that? Did you tell her, did you go to talk to the parents? Did you request a meeting with the parent? How did you handle that?
I went to the school today, Monday morning. I have to meet with the parent Monday morning.
Okay.
I have to meet with the parent Monday morning.
That's good. So you're going to meet with the parents Monday morning, and you're going to talk more with the parents. So that was a good thing that you done, because I don't know how I would have handled that. How would you would have handled that, Ms. LaShonda?
Well, it ain't
wasted. Girl, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not all the way there yet. The Lord is working on me, but I'm still under construction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, because I have reflexes, and I don't mind hitting a little kid. You know, you need to go get your mama. Go somewhere and sit down. Go somewhere and sit down, you know, because you're not going to die. You know, it's just, that's why I don't play with kids. You know, I don't play with kids, and I feel like you don't play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I really would have had to pray.
So you want to make him pray about it, and then get back to the little girl.
I'm under construction, though. You know, he's working on me, and I can see the work that he's doing in me, but he got a long way to go. You know, I'm still under construction, like I said.
Yeah.
So I would have had to pray on it, because my reflexes, I probably would have hit him. You know, because that's what I did to my child.
See, Ms. Potter said, we're going to have to get Shonda assigned to stay under construction so that the kids know not to go there with her.
But at the schoolhouse, the student is all good at the schoolhouse.
Yeah. So the kids say like they was real sweet at the schoolhouse. See, that's what I'm saying. So, Miss Weaver, what would you would have done if the little – how would you would have gained that respect from that little girl at that point? How would you have gained the respect for that little girl at that point? Miss Weaver.
I'm glad that you bring that up.
I probably lost Miss Weaver. I don't know. Miss Shonda, I'm kind of like you. I think at that moment, I'm not all the way there yet either, so I would have probably talked to the little girl. I'm going to tell you the truth. I would have told the little girl, I apologize that you are very rude, but I'm not a rude person, and I just really wish you would go get your parents, and we need a discussion. We need a whole parent conference at the schoolhouse now, because you was out of line. She was way out of line. And I feel like when it comes to respect and discipline, that's what the show was about tonight. When it comes to respect and discipline, I would have told that little girl, we need a parent conference. Like, you doing the right thing, Miss Ponytail, by having a parent conference, because you need to meet the parents, man, because she stepped out of line with you, and you need to meet the parents. Don't go up to that school and act crazy with the parents Monday. Talk to the parents and see what you can actually do to help the little girl, because evidently she don't know how to respect grown people, and you're going to have to talk to her and the parents together to understand why she went there with you. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm going to do Monday. I'm going to talk to the parents, and I'm going to see, just try to get the respect that I need. Because I didn't respect that little girl, and she should respect me.
Yeah, she
well,
said, I love
my opinion. This is my opinion, Ms. Shawn. And I'm going to be just like the other lady. I'm sorry, Ms. Montel. I'm sorry to tell everybody, but this Miss Weaver now. I was listening. Now for stay y'all my opinion, because that was real cute and funny. But I'm just like I said, I'm a deal. I would have turned the other cheek, and I would have turned all the way around in the circle. And I would pie y'all. And then we say, yeah, we do need that parent comfort. We need that parent comfort.
We're not going to beat the kids, y'all. We're going to respect the kids. I'm so sorry. We down to our last 13 minutes, y'all. Y'all, we down to our last 13 minutes. So I really want to say I really appreciate y'all for calling tonight. And we're going to try to wrap it up a little bit. So we're going to try to wrap it up a little bit. And I appreciate you for calling me, Ms. Ponytail, and Ms. Weaver, and my co-host, Ms. LaShonda. I done had a great night talking to y'all tonight. And we down to our last 13 minutes. So we're going to try to see what we can do. This is my last question. You know what I'm saying? After all this has been said tonight, we done talked about Ms. Shonda and her situation with her daughter, and how she feel like she's not being... how she's not able to get that respect from her daughter right now because of the things she done in her past. And we have other ladies that's out there that's like you, Ms. LaShonda, so don't think you're alone. Other people are listening, and I want y'all to know that it's each one teach one. That's what we're going to do on this show, each one teach one. Every day this week when we come along to any kids that's being disrespectful, what I want y'all to do is try to grasp them and try to teach them the right way. We're not going to beat them up. We can go to jail. I see we have a new caller online. Hey, new caller, who are you?
It's me. This phone. I just had switched phones.
Oh, okay. You switched phones. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to wrap up a little bit. I'm telling y'all, we're going to go around the phone right now and have a discussion. Each one. We're going to go around and talk to each other, tell each other what we can do this week when we come into contact with somebody to show a person that's being disrespectful, what we can do to actually help them. I'm going to go last, y'all. I'm not going to go first. I'm going to go last. What we can do to to teach somebody to respect a person if they're out of line this week, to help our youth gain respect for everybody, even if you have done the prostitution, the solicitation, if you've been the dope dealer, if you've been, if they've actually seen you in action and you've lost their respect, tell me what can we do to, what you're going to do this week. We're going to practice something this week. What are you going to do this week to actually help another person gain respect when you see them get out of line? So my co-host, Ms. LaShonda, what are you going to do this week if, to help someone?
Just because if you put things into perspective and put yourself in, you know, their shoes, like, what if that was your mama? You know, what if that was your sister?
it wouldn't be cool. You know, you wouldn't appreciate it at all, you know. Just let them know that's somebody's mama, that's somebody's sister, that's somebody's daddy, that's somebody's brother. You know, you don't do that. So, you know, it's probably what I'm doing.
Okay, so you gonna get somebody this week and you're going to just tell them, you're going to just regain their respect. You're going to touch them and be like, well, you're not going to touch them. You're just going to say, hey, don't do that.
They ain't going to touch.
Miss Weaver. Miss Weaver, what you gonna do this week to help somebody? What can you do this week to help somebody do the right thing with respect?
Okay, I'm like in my neighborhood, I see young boys and girls and a lot of grown women. They are real, some elderly people too. I see them on my block. They sit out every morning. They have their coffee around 12 o'clock. You see everybody gathering up and they going to the beer and wine store down the street. So I'm going to wait till they come back and they get to drinking. Then I'm going to walk up down the street, and I'm going to walk up to each and every one of them. I'm going to do this all week, and I promise you, I'm going to tell you everybody's name that's on my street. And I'm going to give them a verse out the Bible, then I'm going to pray for them when I walk out, if they allow me to. I'm going to ask them, can I walk in the yard? And can I, because my husband gave me some daily Bible, daily bread books. And I'm walking down my block this week, and I'm going to pass them out to all these people on my street. And if they allow me to give them one, I'm going to give them one, and then I'm going to read the scripture that they have for that day. And then I'm going to pray for them, and then I'm going to walk out and just get their names. That's what I'm going to tell you on Monday what I did.
Oh, okay. You're going to tell me on next Friday night.
Okay, next Friday. I'll tell you next Friday.
And next Friday night, what you do? Okay, but I'm talking about on respect. How you gonna teach them a little form of respect? Oh, you gonna be gaining respect by talking to them?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to them. I'm just gonna talk to them. I'm a hold back. I'm a hold back. I ain't gonna be with deal. I'm a hold back.
You don't want you popping no caps and turning other cheeks and doing 360 and popping off at nobody. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Ponytail, what are you going to do this week to gain a little respect, teach a person respect this week? What are you going to do to practice respect this week? Ponytail, did we lose you? We might have lost Ponytail, y'all. Okay, so we down to our last 7 minutes of the show, and I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to try to come into contact with anybody that I see stepping out of line this week. What Miss Shun is going to do, Miss Reddy Shun, I'm going to actually stop them in their tracks and try to help them govern themselves accordingly. And my word for this week going to be each one teach one. I'm going to come into contact with them. Not physically, y'all. I'm not going to jump on nobody. I'm still trying to get there, too.
See?
I'm not going to jump
Praise
on nobody. But what I am going to do,
if I see
anybody acting up, I'm going to try to make it my business. Because you know they say, don't get in other people's business. I'm going to make it my business to each one teach one. I'm going to go say, hey, that's not a respectful thing to do. And even in my household, I sit down every day at dinner and talk to my kids. We talk about respect. We give a good and a bad for our day. Each day we sit down and eat. We talk about what's good for that day, what's bad for that day, and everything we can do to change what went on. You know, if it was something bad, everything we could do to change what we done that was wrong that day to make it better the next day. And so, with that being said, I'm going to go to everybody I see doing something wrong. I'm not going to say everybody, but each person I come into contact with that's doing something that's disrespectful, I'm going to try to make it my business to actually make them respect, well, make them understand what respect is. And if I come into contact with any prostitutes, solicitors, drug dealers or anything, and they feel like they've lost the respect from anybody, I'm going to talk to them and try to get them to understand that you can still be respected no matter what you do. I have a new caller. Hello, caller. Who are you?
Hi, girl.
Hi, who are you?
Oh,
me. Hi, new caller. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's me again. I got disconnected. This is somebody else. Is this somebody else?
Oh, okay. This is you again. You got disconnected.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we playing on the phone tags. Oh, we playing phone tags today with you, Miss LaShonda.
I know, right?
Yeah. But it's each one teach one, and I really appreciate y'all for calling us on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do this again. New caller, we got a new caller again. Is there a new caller, actually? Oh, okay. Maybe not. It's still just us. Okay, well, we're going to do this again next week, y'all, same time. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Every Friday we're gonna do street talk. Y'all hear me? Y'all invite your friends, invite your family to call in so we can get more callers on. And I appreciate y'all for doing this show with me. I appreciate y'all for listening. Huh?
Sean. Hey.
Huh?
How you doing?
Hey, who is this?
This your homie, Pinky.
I am so tired.
Hi, you. Thank you for calling tonight, Pinky. How are you?
I'm staggered. I'm still at work.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. We have 3 minutes left. We were going into our closing. We talked about respect and things like that on tonight. I'm trying to see what can you do since you new caller. What can you do this week to get some respect from somebody if you see a person stepping out of line? What can you do to help somebody learn to respect somebody this week? What are you going to do this week to help somebody gain a little respect?
You know what the best thing I can say to anybody is that, hey, I mean, to respect the person is just to respect yourself. If you got respect for yourself, you know respect for others. And, I mean, the moral is that, I mean, if a person don't have too much respect for you, I mean, hey, you say, hey, how you doing? That's all right, girl. I give them a hug anyway and love them and keep on pushing. I promise they're going to learn the next time they see you. They ain't going to understand
it,
but.
Yeah, I like
that.
They're
not going to understand. Yeah, they're not going to understand it, but it'll put something on their heart to where, like, they might think that you backwards and crazy, but it'll put something on their heart to do something good the next time they see somebody else, because their mind would just be like at a mute. You know my saying, blank face. They had a real blank face.
Blank face. Yeah.
I like it.
I appreciate y'all for calling. We're down to our last 2 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close. Last week we didn't close with prayer, but if y'all would, I would like to start closing with prayer if it's not asking too much for our Blog Talk listeners. We have 2 minutes left. Miss Keisha, would you like to pray for us on tonight after I finish?
Okay.
Good night, John. I'm getting back to work.
Okay. Blog Talk listeners, give us a call on next Friday night, same time. We'll have a different subject. Well, we'll continue this subject, respect, because we want to know what went
Hello?
On this week. And we want y'all to call us again at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. Okay, Keisha, you can go ahead and take us out with prayer. We have 90 seconds left.
Okay. If everyone will either close their eyes. We just ask Jesus to keep his loving on, protecting around his whole entire nation. Father, you know who's born in a world of sin. We just ask you to have mercy upon our souls. Forgive us for our sins that we did today and the other day and throughout our lifetime. Forgive us one by one, then forgive us all together. Then, Jesus, we're not asking too much. We just ask you to bless the ones that are less fortunate than we are, Lord Jesus. Getting the strength to look up to the years which come to help, my Father. Then we just ask you to, we just said thank you, Jesus, for just giving us life for one more day, Lord Jesus. We ask you to just protect us as we sleep throughout our house,
tonight, Lord. We ask you, Jesus, to protect us as we go throughout our lives. These things we ask in Jesus. We all say amen.
Amen. Ready and approved. See y'all next week. See y'all next week, Block Talk listeners. Street Talk. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Hello?